This week, 89.7 NPR News launches a new series called Rivet, where we follow the next generation of workers. Tens of thousands of Columbus area young people are not working or in school. And at the same time, more than a quarter million jobs in Central Ohio remain unfilled. WOSU's podcast, Rivet, tells the stories of how young people are connecting to those jobs. In part one, host Leticia Wiggins explains how high school guidance counselors can overlook technical career paths.
Like most kids, Erica Miller loved riding the merry-go-round when she was little. Her mom took her to the one at the Columbus Zoo often. But unlike most kids, Erica was more interested in gears than ponies.
First time I'd go around, that's cool. You know, I'd sit there and, oh, we're on a merry-go-round. And then I'd start looking up to see how it worked.
Since she was little, Erica loved tinkering with things, whether this be Legos or later on robotics. When she got to high school, she knew she wanted to work with robots, but didn't know where to start. When she approached her high school counselor about this, she didn't find much help.
We had one counselor that kept pushing for a four-year college. No matter what you went to talk to her about, four-year college. Because she kept pushing me towards, well, maybe you should be a math teacher or an art teacher. That's not where my interest is.
Erica's heart wasn't in teaching. She had heard of a two-year program at a local community college with a focus on engineering and brought it up to her guidance counselor. The counselor's response, you can look that up on the internet, honey. So why didn't Erica's guidance counselor consider two-year programs a viable option? Part of that answer might be in how high schools are graded. U.S. News compiles a report of the top high schools, and the scoring is based on the number of kids who go off to college. The more students prepared for a four-year degree, the higher the school's ranking. But a four-year school isn't the right fit for every student. Today, more and more businesses and schools are thinking about how education can connect students to careers, not just colleges. Scott McLemore is a manager of talent acquisition at Honda North America. He says industries can help shape education.
Educators are going to work off of what they know, unless someone comes in from the industry and exposes them to the new skills and knowledge that are required, you know, based on today's technology and today's production facilities.
And helping schools teach skills in manufacturing helps Honda Marysville. The company projects that nearly 3.5 million manufacturing jobs at Honda will open nationally over the next decade. Scott visits high schools and career centers to break misconceptions of manufacturing as a dirty industry.
Students, they have a specific idea of what success looks like. Many times that limits the options that they consider. What we're trying to do, along with other manufacturers, is engage students and let them know that there are all different types of opportunities and career pathways.
Erica found her own path to success with the help of an academic advisor at Columbus State. She enrolled in the school's electromechanical engineering program, and the two-year program included an internship at Honda. There, she learned valuable skills and caught the attention of Honda suppliers, Stanley Electric. Stanley Electric hired her shortly after graduation.
Then the jig moves back.
At the plant in London, Ohio, Erica works her usual third shift. She wears a navy blue jumpsuit and ball cap, eyes covered with safety glasses, a tool bag and computer tablet at her side. Her title is Technician 1, and she makes over $19 an hour fixing the machines that make headlights and taillights for companies like Honda. Nationally, the average 21-year-old makes around $13 an hour. Erica loves what she does, and she'd like her high school counselor to know she's happy with her job.
I've got a pretty good job, and it's a stable job, and it's something that I enjoy.
Erica found success in a growing field without a four-year degree, and that's a path more and more young people are eager to explore. For WOSU News, I'm Leticia Wiggins.
Rivet is part of American Graduate Getting to Work. That's a national initiative made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Hear the complete podcast and hear more about career readiness at WOSU.org/American Graduate.